The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
Nothing wrong with that, Craig. Nothing wrong with that. Paul Mercurio is going to phone the program later on. A new off-Broadway thing in case you're in New York. But of course, Paul's a writer and comedian, writer for the Colbert Show. He'll be in town, I believe, in December, I think, seeing us again.
Yeah, usually it's late fallish.
Bobcat, we're pushing back till when we get back from vacation in a couple weeks because he's busy doing some TV press in the morning right now.
That'll make you sleep better. Yeah. You go see some old friends.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Old friends, good for the soul, exactly.
It is.
Except, yeah, some my old friends.
Some.
I don't want to run into some acquaintances. So.
I'm going somewhere.
Petey McElbeer. Petey McElbeer.
It's top secret. Right. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
I wish
that's
I could.
Too bad.
It is. But I didn't think I could talk about it when I get back because there would be a backlash. Maybe a few years down the road.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I was up to.
Okay.
I'm on a mission.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Maybe someone that could be an inspiration to you, Todd, on your mission. Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh. Yeah, I always liked Hunter S. Thompson.
How'd he kill himself? He hang himself?
I think he just shot himself with a big old gun.
Oh, I tried to get right.
I think that was it.
I think you're right. He did shoot himself.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to leave anything to chance on that one.
No.
He always wanted to be Hemingway.
You're supposed to put it in your mouth, too, by the way, not the side of your head. Because you're side of your head, you apparently flinch and bangs off the top of your head.
Yeah.
I saw a story. We just both saw that, didn't we? We both saw that.
Did we learn that from a TV show?
Same thing. We both saw that. I know.
We all saw that. I'm trying to remember.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
It had to be Yellowstone, because that's the only thing we all really watched.
I don't think it was Yellowstone, though. It wasn't Yellowstone.
It was something else we watched. You're right.
Because somebody kills himself in Yellowstone, but she did it. They don't really show that part either.
Yeah, there was a guy
who tried
to kill himself by putting a gun to his temple, and he flinched.
Right.
And he just grazed the top of
his
head.
So we all watched the same thing.
Yeah, and then somebody told him, no,
put
it under your chin.
Under your chin, that's right. Man,
take care of
this
that
under
way.
Your chin. Speaking of that, we had a guy email us and said he couldn't listen to us yesterday morning because Monday morning, I believe. Oh, no, yesterday morning. He had to help a friend out who tried to commit suicide. It's, you know, and he wanted to thank us or cheered him up this morning, you know. Hey, and it worked, by the way. His friend didn't, you know, paraphrasing a little bit. But
he also wants to know if that's still bothering you, Todd.
Yeah, that's at the end he goes, is it still bothering you?
You know, yeah.
My tibia!
You can't yell at me at a rough couple nights.
You want to yell at a guy like that?
No, I don't. I don't
want to have a joke at his expense, but...
I don't.
I'm better than that.
Are you now? No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
We are. We're better than that. I wouldn't pick on the guy.
Yeah, we are. We also got this from Nick. I heard you guys talking about bidets on the podcast.
Yes.
You wanted to say that they're... I wanted to say they're, in fact, a game changer. You don't even need to buy a toilet. There's a product called Tushy. Do not go to Tushy.com.
No, probably not.
Although you should.
Oh, we like Tushy, man. Yeah.
Along the way.
That's a great website.
Drop into Tushy.com.
Click on it, man.
Spend a few minutes there.
It is what you think it is.
$70 for his bidet. It took like 5 minutes, 10 minutes to hook it up on my toilet. Just wanted
to. Does it work as a water fountain, too? You just lean over there if you're in the sink, want some water? Lean over.
Know about it.
Shoot in your mouth.
I don't think it should be near the sink.
Yeah,
I think you've misinstalled it.
No, the toilet's right next to the sink. When you're just a smaller bathroom, so you just go and drink
a
water.
You're just putting a bidet near the sink and hoping for a little, you know, get yourself a little drink here and there.
Pull your pants down when you're at my sink.
See, I couldn't hook that up. There was some simple problem with the toilet handle the other day, and Christy went out to the hardware store, got the part, and fixed it. I couldn't have done it. Because I'm inept that way. I'm inept in a lot of ways, but especially when it comes to that. Hang on, Travis has the show we were talking about.
What was the show, Travis?
What were we watching?
You're watching Brockmire.
Yes, thank you. God, we should. That's the other show we all watched together.
That's it.
thank you, buddy. Travis. Appreciate it, man.
By the way, Craig is nothing like Brockmire.
He's exactly like Brockmire.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Brockmire is a dead
cool,
drunken, drug-addled, and Brockmire's in the majors.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
And Craig doesn't call the game from the...
the majors doesn't do that either now. He's not doing that in the majors. That was just that that was just that minor league team.
Brockmire's now in the booth.
Right.
Or is he?
I don't know.
That was the cliffhanger
that's
ending.
The cliffhanger, right.
Will he be back for calling out the... racist Atlanta Braves main announcer.
Yeah, it's a good show. Check it out.
Those young Thai soccer players.
They're just soccer players.
And their coach have left the hospital. They are chatting with reporters.
Is the movie ready to go yet?
Yeah, where's the feel-good movie?
There's two of them.
Yeah, of course there is.
Oh, yeah.
And they're racing to get them done. They had to find 10 Thai boys to put in a cave.
And the media would love them to go back and get rescued again so they don't have to cover what they usually cover.
Yeah.
The person who drew that, I get to cover this story. Yes.
And it finally dawns on me, these boys are the Wild Boars soccer team.
That's a good name.
And their shirts look like Razorbacks.
That's cool. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pig Suey.
Yeah. Bit of a cartoon.
How's a Thai boy yell Pig Suey, Craig?
Pig Suey. You got it.
With the accent, though.
No,
now. We need Tony will do it Friday for us.
Right.
He's a master of voices.
The Razorbacks, they just have the one language, and it's Pig Suey, no matter what language you're in.
Yeah, Pig Suey.
No matter what. The other day, Blake Shelton fell down on stage.
Yeah.
And, he basically said, I drink a lot.
Good. Because all I read was, send me that video, like for everybody with their phones in the crowd, trying to diffuse it. I'm thinking, no, I thought he was being like self-serving. I've said it to me, but I admit he drank a lot.
He said.
Great. Good.
That good. What you're talking about, he said, I know someone's bound to have video of me falling. Post it, and yes, I had been drinking a lot.
I love that. I love that because there was a country star that came to a little amphitheater in this city about a month or two ago. He was out there for like a half a song, or maybe two songs. He's some old country star. He's not even old. He's just one of those rogue ones with the beard and that crap.
I think he's on the way up, not on the way down.
Yeah, I'm talking about it. And he had to quit. And he's whining. And he said to social media, I'll be back. I wasn't drunk. Yes, you were. Yeah, I read that. It was like such a phony apology. I just had a little trouble. They took me to the hospital. Now, you were dehydrated because you were drunk.
They said he tried to sit down and play a few songs.
Exactly.
And still even not happening.
I wasn't there, but I read into the article thinking, now you're just wasted. So good for Blake Shelton. I'm hammered. I fell.
Right.
All right? I'm not a fan of that crap music. I get it, but
not
whatever.
The point.
That's not the point. He admitted he was drunk on stage.
Yeah.
And you should.
Sometimes your legs don't work.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You fall over.
That's the least we can expect from country music stars, is just to admit when they're drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do, offend your audience?
Yeah, exactly. They're drunk. They got to be here, that crap.
And not just country.
Any rock star should be drunk. When they're drunk on stage, they're drunk. You know? We've all seen drunk guys on stage.
Yes, we have. Some can handle it more than others.
Some can handle more than others, right. We've been drunk guys on stage. What are I talking
Sometimes
about?
You can handle it better than others.
More than others.
Shinedown's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just, I got 1,000 drunk on stage stories.
That's just the most recent.
Yeah, I almost got fired for being drunk on stage years ago. From my radio station, not from the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they expect us to be drunk on stage.
Yeah, but you were behaving in an unprofessional manner.
Oh, I was, big time. But in my defense, I was, I was 29 years old.
But
and
you
drunk.
Don't do that anymore. No. So that was just a youthful indiscretion.
No, I was drunk on stage. A couple
Either
years
that,
back.
Or they lowered the bar of professionally inappropriate.
Right. It was one of those things where the sponsor owned the event, and it was all anal because I said something that pissed off the sponsor. And like I went on stage with a Coors Light bottle during a Bud Light event.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Well, I don't go on stage. Yeah, when I,
The crab-eating macaque is generally found in Southeast Asia. So there might be some soccer teams where that's the mascot. The Phuket crab-eating macaques.
Nice job with that.
Man.
It was very good, now that you mention it, wasn't it?
The crab-eating macaques.
There was a lot of places you could have stumbled in that particular phrase.
Great name for, like a boys' youth baseball team or a girls' softball team. No, probably not that.
And here come the crab-eating macaques.
The Missouri crab-eating macaques. That's what we're playing this weekend.
Yeah, they're not native to Missouri.
Doesn't matter. They're not native anywhere in the U.S., but it's going to be a softball team named that. Gorillas aren't native to Pittsburgh, Kansas, either.
No, they're not.
They're the Pittsburgh Gorillas. Best mascot ever.
Panthers are not native to Pittsburgh.
Nope.
And the University of Pittsburgh
has
a panther for a mascot.
You were the Panthers, right? Your high school?
My high school.
Yeah.
And there were not any Panthers anywhere near me in North Dakota.
Pretty sure there's no lions at State College, Pennsylvania.
Well, there are mountain lions, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what the Nittany Lion is.
Is that what a Nittany Lion is?
No, Nittany Mountain is right there.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
But not Detroit. There are no lions in Detroit.
No bears in Chicago.
Nope.
A lot of Packers in Green Bay.
Yeah, but they're Laotian now.
Plenty of those.
Packers from way back.
3 in 5 Americans prefer to indulge in a luxury experience over a luxurious item, a backstage pass or something, rather than a designer handbag, are the examples given here.
That's a bad example, but I understand what you're talking about. I think you enjoy something. You'd rather do something and spend a bunch of money than have something. I'm totally that way.
Yeah.
Totally that way.
Right. I'd rather go on a trip than buy an item.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Treat you to a trip that you probably normally wouldn't go on.
Right.
Some exotic location.
According to the study, the average American spends about $200 a month, or about 22% of their disposable income, on non-essentials for themselves. Self-care treatments, restorative or luxury experiences. Respondents under the age of 25 spend about 33% of their disposable income on treating themselves. And, of course, that does decline with age. But Americans tend to experience buyer's remorse about luxury spending. 75% of those surveyed said that they feel guilty after spending on themselves. And they were nearly twice as likely to feel guilty about buying material goods compared to guilt over spending on experiences.
Yeah.
So we feel less guilty when we spend money on experiences.
Well, yeah, because
no problem with that.
That thing you bought is always sitting there staring at you.
Right, reminding you. But if you went on a trip, you probably collected some nice memories.
And you relieve some stress. Whatever,
What it's all about.
Trips, or like you said, even the event that woman was at, if she'd pay extra money to go sit backstage with Guns N' Roses or something like that. Well, it costs you a fortune nowadays to do that kind of stuff.
Now, guys showed a greater inclination towards spending on physical assets like vehicles and new technology.
How about
not
three girls at the same
that?
Time?
Yeah. So
watching the video during the break.
That's
How about
a good
three
experience.
Three girls at the same time.
Okay.
All right. That'd be worth it, wouldn't it?
I'd like
if
to
If you
think.
Were allowed to do that because you were single, your wife said go ahead.
I would like to think it's worth it.
I would think that'd be worth it.
That would be a good experience.
And don't say, oh, it's probably overrated. Nope. It's not. Sorry, right. We're just watching a video off the air together.
I might like to start with 2 and 1, or 1 and 2.
Whatever.
And work myself up
it's
to 3.
It's an event you would spend money on and be happy about it.
Yeah, you'd start with one.
And slowly work myself up to three.
She'd be the starter, and then you'd bring in the middle reliever.
Yeah.
But the starter would...
They stay around.
The starter would stay in.
No, you want, you want all three on the mound at one time.
What he said.
And soon...
Show me the mound.
I'll show you here in a second.
Then you bring in the closer.
I'll show you the video we were watching.
All three of them.
Yeah. Sorry, hate to bring it about sex, but you said a luxury item, and that would be sex.
It would be.
Yeah. Right. That would be making a memory.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That'd be a story you could tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of them.
Yeah, somebody might talk to your wife.
You know who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I don't talk to those guys.
Everybody has that friend.
Yeah, well, I don't hang out with those friends anymore. I like guys that keep quiet.
Somebody who won't blab.
Yeah. Some puss didn't roam into other... Sorry about that puss. In a negative situation.
Yeah.
Okay, some wuss.
Not someone with the name
and
puss.
Tells their girlfriend or wife because they're so... Yeah.
Because they're so open and honest.
No, because I'm so cool and they're not.
We tell each other everything.
Shut up. You know, Craig had three girls last night. Don't tell anybody. See, I wouldn't tell my wife that. I would not.
And she wouldn't believe you if you did.
No, she wouldn't.
No.
Oh, Craig paid for three girls. She ain't going to buy that either.
No.
Okay.
No.
Craig came into some money and paid for three girls last night.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell her.
Still kind of far-fetched.
I wouldn't tell her. You know?
Someone bought him three women last night.
Yeah. What, are you jealous? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but then there would be the question of who bought him three women?
Yeah.
Air Force One getting a complete makeover, including a new patriotic paint scheme.
Yeah, they hate the light blue, but I don't get that because it's pretty much the way it's always been. But
since Jackie O.
Yeah.
Or, no, that's not true. Since Jackie K.
Yeah. Yeah, Jackie O was Onassis, right?
And so Trump doesn't like it, however...
That's like Melania. Melania's going to be with somebody else eventually, too, so I get that, you know?
Oh, yeah, she will.
Yeah.
So they decided they didn't like the light blue. Now, our people...
they want to keep it light blue.
...have said, look, everybody in the freaking world... knows that's Air Force One.
We had the honor of seeing Air Force One maybe above a building, like a block from here. I mean, that's how close it was to the ground. After 9/11, President Bush flew in the town because of our Air Force base, and it flew right over the station. We were having a blood drive that afternoon of 9/11, and you saw it, and it was close up. And you're right, the whole world sees that thing and knows what it is. Maybe that's the reason he wants to paint it. Because he's greeted now with the protest. Maybe we can sneak into these countries.
He's that much of a patriot.
Yeah, that's it.
And the sooner you figure that out, the better.
Yeah, you're going to paint it with a big sickle on it.
Well, I mean, understated is just not his style.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got to
be. I didn't get it.
It's got to be
like you said, most
flashy.
But it's an important issue that needed to be addressed.
Of course so.
Naturally.
Yeah.
So.
Among the cult.
I'm glad he's on it.
Yep.
The Food and Drug Administration is moving to make sure, this is very important, that non-dairy products are not called milk.
Well, I buy soy milk, and we have almond milk, too, and we have regular milk, too, because the kids like that.
Yeah, but that's...
About shit skin.
They want to get rid of that.
That's not milk.
I don't really care if they call it milk. I know what it is.
What call do they call it?
Soy milk product. I don't know. Because it's not... It's better for
the
you.
The FDA commissioner says he intends to enforce the definition of milk as something that comes from a cow, not a plant.
You know what? Some dairy farms are hurting. Well, some are because of the tariffs right now that somebody put in
place. Well, not only
also
that.
Also, people are drinking less milk, right?
Well, and milk is as cheap as it's been in years now. It's a lot. These grocery stores and whatnot are making it a loss leader.
Yeah.
It was $3.50. Now it's $1.50.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Challenge shop.
Yes, lost. People are. Somebody started it and said, look, okay, we're going to sell milk for $1.69 a gallon.
Yeah.
And then everybody else had to go, oh, you're doing that? Oh, we got to do that?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. So now everybody's selling their milk real cheap.
Got it.
But not the brand name. You know, that's the store brand.
Yeah, which is milk.
Which is still fine. Right. But then you go with the name brand, and they're, you know, still a lot more. Okay. So I don't know how they're planning on, you know, dealing with all that. And I've been kind of curious.
So what do you call the soy stuff? The almond
I don't know what
stuff.
You do call it.
You can't
almond
call it,
drink.
It's still going to be in the same carton in the milk area, so yeah. you're still going to be able to buy it.
It's they just won't have the word milk on it.
Yeah.
Is the only thing.
Right.
I kind of like the almond milk.
And there is no,
I love it.
There's no synonym for milk.
Now, I won't avoid the skim milk my wife buys. If I run out of the almond milk, the kids have the skim milk. If it's white, I'll pour it on my cereal.
I keep some of the chocolate almond milk around.
Oh, that's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for like a smoothie or something.
Well, just, you know, if you want something a little sweet, but it's
almond leakage, healthy. They should call it that. Almond leakage.
There you go. Not almond squeezins.
No, just leakage. Right. It's leakage from the almonds.
I don't think the marketing department's going to sign off on that.
I know
one.
They won't. It might right. not sell. Yeah. Give me some almond leakage.
It couldn't be cream either, could it? Because that's a dairy product. Right.
I would assume.
Yeah. The cream of some young almond. You couldn't call it that.
Almond.
Almond.
It's almond. Almond. The cream. Sung Young Almond.
Not acceptable.
Not acceptable. I drink it, though.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.